Are you able to reflect on what you've accomplished and what you've done? And when you drive up the driveway and you drive by that little lake and so forth, do you ever think, wow, this happened, and my grandfather actually was in on it, my father, and
I go by, did he kick the rice mold today? It worried the heck out of me that in between the two streets there. Last week got grass up like that. That worried the heck out of me. Our guys got out there and mowed it. I didn't have to tell them. My philosophy, I don't want to own or manage anything I can't stand on my front porch and see.
Except that building downtown Perry.
Except downtown Perry, yep. But I'm downtown almost every day, so I can see it every day. So I don't have a cabin. I love to use your cabin. And Henry Bellum and I, we visited a lot of people's cabins, places.
You've got a wonderful legacy out here. Any thoughts about how you'd like to be remembered?
Nope. I just hope I can hold it together. I think it's a good thing.
When we went through the museum today, you showed us a picture of anvil shooting.
Anvil shooting?
What was anvil shooting?
A lot of anvils in the early days had a hole in the bottom of them, about the size of your fist. You fill that with black powder, and then set one anvil on top of the other, then ignite that black powder to see how high it would shoot the top anvil. That seemed to be some kind of a mark of manhood as to how high you could shoot the anvil. The picture I showed you this afternoon was one in which they ignited the fuse with a hot iron that they heated up on the forge inside. They'd get a piece of hot iron rod, maybe 10, 15 foot long, heat it up inside and bring it out and stick it to the powder and run to see how high the anvil would go in here. You get on the internet, you can still see under anvil shooting, I think, something of that sort. It's still a practice that some people do. They're probably a little more sophisticated about it now than they were then. That seemed to be a fun thing to do, particularly on a celebration time or 4th of July or something else. Everybody gather around and we'll see what kind of noise we can make.
We should say you have a museum on the same location as where your father's...
It's a collection of some of our models of ditch witch trenchers, the early ones that we made.
And it's on the same location?
Same location as my father's shop was that I grew up in until I was about 12 years old or so.
First of all, I got to thank you for lunch at the Comeback Cafe. That was fun and enjoyable.
That's a Perry tradition.
I thank you for taking time for this because now people can listen to your story and students can listen, those who want to be in business and just hear how a business got started, this one, because of you. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Mr. Ditchwitch. Can I call you that?
They do, but I don't answer sometimes.
Thank you, Ed. That was very nice of you.
Thank you.